gets paid the big bucks.
Oh my God. Yeah, all I right. get paid. No one else does.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, if you're a guy, sit down and stand right back up because it's boy brunch.
Yeah. Okay. And then sit down and stand up again. We're doing six sets of four.
I mean, if you're not giving the entire hour episode a standing O, I don't think you're a real fan.
Yeah. If you listen to this pod sitting down, you're not experiencing it the way you're supposed to be.
You should be pacing around your room stressed. Okay. That's how we should be doing it.
I think boy brunch is like a gym pod. Like, you should be putting up numbers on the bench press while you listen to us.
Yeah. Or like a hype before you go out to the club.
Oh, pregame.
So you're at the pregame,
everyone's like, let's get the beer pong going. Yeah. Someone turn something on. And then it's like,
yo,
I got just the thing. Or this should be what you listen to while you're taking an ice cold shower. Mm-hmm. You know?
I
hope your dick is shriveled down to a raisin right
dude.
Now.
Dude. So you can focus on what we're saying. Okay.
And you should stay in for 6 to 8 minutes until you get the positive biological effects in your body that I don't remember the details about
your
when it
brain
comes.
Just starts working better.
You're more alert.
This is a sauna pod. If you're in the sauna at 185 and you're sweating it out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
whatever's going on,
for.
It better be really hot or really cold.
Your dick better be really small or really big.
Or rock solid.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a podcast you listen to when you're just at Wendy's eating a burger by yourself.
A Krabby Patty.
I don't know
if anyone's tried
that's
that.
That's also a relatable place. Yeah.
Before I even get to know any of us or ask us what our names are, has anyone actually taken a cold shower before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I meant for the purpose of not being horny anymore. Not for, like, the optimization.
No, I did it for Rogan. I did it for Joe Rogan.
I took ice baths for when I played football.
But
I'm taking cold showers just when I'm, like, really hot or, like, feel really gross.
Because they always say, like, if you're extremely horny, you should take a cold shower to maybe, like, diffuse it a little bit.
That's what people in, like, the 50s and 60s used to say, I feel like.
Take a cold shower, man.
They
didn't
have a great understanding of, like, being horny.
Yeah, well, it's just usually
they're like, what's going on here?
It's usually a guy walks in and he sees another guy accosting a woman. He's like, what's wrong with you, man? Take a cold shower.
Take a cold shower, brother.
That's all they told guys to do. They said, keep doing
Get
what you're doing
here,
with that woman.
You rascal.
But you're going to want to take a cold shower
you're
later.
You're a secretary.
Yeah.
Take a cold shower.
That was the sentencing for a lot of the sex crimes in the
50s. Or like domestic violence.
Yeah, yeah. The judge is like, boom, gavel. Take your cold shower. You need to calm down, son.
And give that girl some medication.
And let her, give her some ice.
And she needs a lobotomy.
Yeah, she's bruised.
That's kind of awesome. So, this is Boy Brunch.
Yeah, we're here. Boy Brunch.
We're blasted, right? I'm Zach Senor. What's your name?
Caleb Clark.
Kevin Mulhern.
Josh Mulhern.
They got married between
the
episodes.
Yeah, we got married last episode. It's official.
And let me tell you, that night he tore my ass to pieces.
That's how you know he's lying.
You'd be the bottom.
For hands down.
Yeah, I would definitely be the top.
Josh is like twice my size.
Yeah, I'm a power top.
But that's actually kind of a misconception. In the gay world, you guys are so, your minds are so small.
I know. I talk a big game. I know nothing.
Sometimes
know nothing.
The biggest, buffest, most masculine guy is actually the biggest bottom.
Really?
The power bottom? Power bottom? Can you be a big buff dude and not be a power bottom?
No, yeah, sometimes.
Can you be like a scat back bottom? Like you're like quick, you're quick in the hole, but you're
like skinny bop up, let's go bop.
Yeah, like fuck my ass.
Well, you know how that, you know, like let's just use another example, like a CEO boss girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where, God bless.
I love
by the way, shout out.
Yeah, my type?
Your type.
Caleb's type.
You know how sometimes they are subs in the bed because they're so sick and tired?
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like a lot of like finance bros, straight guys will like go to a dominatrix.
Yeah.
Dom
in
they
the
just
boardroom,
want someone to beat the shit out of
in
them.
The bedroom.
Well, that's
sure.
the same thing where if, you know, a big muscular gay guy who looks like a barbarian with a goddamn axe, okay,
right.
he's
right,
walking
calm
around.
Down. You're getting a boner.
Oh, sorry,
I can
holy
see
shit.
It.
I need to take a cold
meat
shower.
Meat bar on, meat bar on.
Yeah, meat bar, extend, extend.
But, you know, he's busy walking around and everybody treats him like he's goddamn Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Okay. So like when the lights are off, he's like wants to be a princess, right? He wants to be taken care of finally.
He wants to be ridden like an elephant at an Indian wedding.
Exactly. The elephant is just doing his job. Okay. He doesn't want to be the center of attention.
I like that. So he's Little Spoon vibes.
Yeah. And then sometimes, you know,
big little
maybe
spoon.
Guys
big
like me. Spoon. Feel like they have no control in their life, just kind of fucking the tides of chaos throwing me back and forth. So when the lights turn off, you're like,
you bring a little chaos.
Let's fucking control this situation.
You
control.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. I get that.
Zach comes in with the chaos theory.
Yeah.
I'm here to create chaos.
Scramble? Stay put.
You'll never know my next move.
So it's an absolute fucking dog shit era right now, I'll say.
I love that.
So I just, does anyone have any like weekly update, any kind of cool thing that happened on this last week?
Well, on the way here, there was a man with a knife on the train.
Ooh, did you disarm him and save everybody?
And did a black lady look at you like,
should have disarmed
him. That's what you do it for. That's the only reason I disarm people who are
knife-wielding
on the subway. So an old black lady would be like, thanks, sugar.
Yeah, oh, God, the dream.
I mean, it was funny to watch a train car full of people be like look at, you know, some
assess
people got up
it.
And they're all like, does he really have one though? You know, like,
oh, so he was screaming, I have a knife.
He was like yelling at people. He wasn't brand. If he had taken it out, I'm sure people would have ran. Step but everyone
I
was
have a knife. I have one.
It is
I
funny.
Swear to God, I have a knife in my pocket and I'm going to get you.
And I'm not afraid to use it.
All right, dude. Yeah. Cool.
I kind of want to. We should do role play where we put you in a situation where you're the bad guy. You just.
All right, everybody.
I have a knife. I'm having a bad day.
Zach, rob a bank right now.
Yeah, go do it for the pod.
Knock, knock.
I open the
yeah,
door.
This is
I'm
Chase
the security
bank.
Guard.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to be robbing this bank.
I'm Zach. Sorry.
Get down.
X.
Wait.
I'm Citizen X.
Where's my gun? Sorry. This is my first time.
You forgot your gun?
Wait,
here, here, take mine.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can't
thanks,
believe you
officer.
Forgot that. That's embarrassing.
You look amazing.
Thanks.
Now get your goddamn ass on the floor.
Oh.
And give me $1,000.
Only $1,000? Robbing a bank for $1,000?
Robbing the cop at the front of the bank for $1,000?
Ew, did you just press the button under the thing? Get down, bitch.
No. I love it. I love it.
I think I'd actually be pretty good.
That was a good robbery. Yeah. It never felt too threatening.
Yeah, I wasn't scared, which I feel like
is a big part.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Let me do it again. Can you be the teller now?
I'm the teller?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Chase Bank. What can I do for you?
Oh, I shot the ceiling. I'm sorry. Oh. That was crazy. I shouldn't have done that first. You're freaking out now. You're not even going to listen to me.
What do you want? What do you want?
Open up the vault, and I want everyone in the vault. Okay, right?
What?
What am I supposed to do? I lay out him a note.
Okay.
That's like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Be nice to me. It's my first time.
Like, you know, you should be like, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is so crazy. I'm robbing a bank.
I'm robbing the bank.
That's what the note says.
Well, I sometimes get self tapes because she's an actress.
Of course.
And doing stand-up and comedy has ruined my ability to act, I think, because I get, like, self-tapes that are, like, be cop number two, and, like, I have to be like, hey! But I literally am like, hey!
Hey!
Absolutely stop what you're doing right now and against the car.
Freeze.
Okay?
So yeah,
it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But
license and registration.
That was good.
That's really
that was my audition. That was my audition.
Holy fuck, you're
nah, bro, you
that.
Gotta bring that drawback.
Hey. Priest. License and registration.
I think I rubbed off on you, buddy.
You have a right to remain silent.
I think I rubbed off.
Just a cop who's like 2% gay. It's like so much so that it's almost not noticeable. Freeze.
Wait. I mean, hey, I know ACAB, but I'd fuck a cop. Yeah. Okay, fully ACAB, but I would definitely.
Suspect is 6'4", a twunk. Total twunk.
What were we talking about before I robbed the bank?
I don't even remember.
The guy on the subway with a knife.
Guy on the subway with the knife.
Yeah,
yeah.
Someone called the cops and he like got off and it really was not eventful.
But everyone on the train like sussed him out and was like, "You're not about that action."
Like
what kind?
Some people left.
Yeah.
But
weaklings.
Like a good amount of people.
Yeah, the fucking weaklings.
New York. Those guys weren't New Yorkers.
Yeah. Well, I was like, "Where's your sense of adventure?"
Yeah, you don't want to see.
How often are you on the subway car that causes the delays?
Yeah.
Most of the time, you're just like three trains back, just like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Dude, I was on one once. Back when I lived in Washington Heights, I used to have to take the express train all the time. So there's this section of the A train where you're underground for like 60 blocks straight.
Yeah.
We got delayed right in the middle of it. And there was a lady.
Oh, then you're good.
It was a medical thing. It's a medical thing happening on another car. But then the people on my car, the tension started to rise because everyone was like pissed that they were in there. And then this lady like started talking shit and fighting people. And then she pulled the emergency thing.
Oh, my God. I've
and everyone was like. Like the whole train was like, what? Ah. This is another 45 minutes. And she was like, it was so funny to see this lady be like, she like lost her mind, and then everyone in the train is like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What was great about this situation is that someone called the cops, and like everyone, like, you know, we're at the station, and the cops finally come. They took forever, and then they get there, and then they're like. They're cuff the guy immediately because he kind of just was like, yeah, I'm right here, whatever. Like, he just kind of gave himself
over. Still got a knife.
He was just pissed. I don't know.
It's in my pocket.
But he didn't
have a knife.
He gets cuffed, and then, like, they're, like, the cops are, like, questioning the girl who, like, called it and, like, talking to her for a while. And you saw the train car slowly turn from I'm glad we got this guy off the train
to anti her for calling the cops.
This is taking forever. Get us the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's get
like you couldn't have waited till Lorimer. Like it was awesome. I was like, and we all were on the same side. We were just like, I this isn't worth it. He probably wouldn't have done it. The L train.
Oh, the hot train. That is the sexiest train.
It's the
hottest.
Really?
Yes. I think so.
Well, New York's hottest train.
All the most fuckable young 20 somethings go on that.
All the little twunks.
It goes from
Kevin's on it.
It goes from Bushwick to Williamsburg to the like Lower East Side, basically. Yeah. That's like. That's hot neighborhoods.
Dude, I guess, the L hot, and the J.
The hot warts at
J. Hot warts.
Do you, you think the J train is a sexy train?
Yeah, there's a lot of attractive people on
the J. No, I ride the J. No. We're busted on the J.
Really?
The J train, we're all on there like,
Oh,
I just got to get home.
I feel
like the 4 train is not a sexy train. That's the one I take. Because that's like the one everyone's going to like an appointment on. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
it's the L and the G.
Oh, the G is sexy.
G is sexy. That's like Park Slope up to Greenpoint. That's some sexy shit.
Have you guys ever
I never ride the G.
Have you guys ever like, I once like met a guy on a train.
Whoa.
Like met a guy sexually.
Damn.
On the train.
Whoa.
I think I was, this girl was looking at me on the train and she was like looking through the window. Mm-hmm. Like I was leaving and she's like, hey, come back. And I was like, girl, I'm trying to go home.
You're like, oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm
You're
over
not
it.
That cute.
Yeah, no, she was cute.
sorry. I'm gonna just go. I'm sick and tired of it being illegal to fuck a 22-year-old.
This can't be one of our segments. This is not a good segment idea, I don't think.
No, we're back to the sexiest train thing.
Sexiest train
because we missed out our dialogue between.
Don't dogpile on me for that one.
No, we're not gonna dogpile.
I'm ready
to
dogpile.
We'll let that one go. But
no, it's because.
Like, what are we
beat up a guy who's speaking the damn truth?
There's nothing to say that. That's just the truth. Yeah.
Just
sexiest strain. What's the ugliest strain?
The Z?
The D?
There's
the
a D.
D.
Ooh, I haven't been on the D enough.
The BD rides West Side. Irina says she took the B and it was. It stood for busted.
Oh, the B.
B train stands for busted.
I'll say the busted W. Train. All those yellow lines.
D train, dud train.
Yep, the dud train, the busted train.
Fuck.
The R train's okay. Out of all the yellow trains,
well,
R
like,
train is
yeah.
the nicest train.
R I like train's okay. I like going up to Queens because when I'm on the train in Queens as opposed to Brooklyn, I'm like, oh, this is like suburban people.
Yeah.
It's just
any train that kind of goes to Atlantic Barclays Center is like ugly. I feel like I've never seen a hot person.
Yeah,
I'll
tell
I've lived
you the
in
ugliest
city for
train.
15 years.
The ugliest train is what is that one stop little transit train for tourists?
The S train.
S train busted, dude. The shuttle train.
There's two shuttle trains. There's three?
There's multiple shuttle trains. The producer is letting us know that there are three ones. She says there's three shuttle trains, and
we'll get Irina.
All busted. You're ugly, fat.
Ass bitch.
Walk.
Shopping bags.
Ooh, underrated. What about 7 train? That's like Hudson
it.
Yards.
Yeah, I'm not rich enough to ride the
seven.
The bouncer turns me away.
I've been there a couple of times.
But yeah, G train, L train, top tier.
top tier trains.
Next tier, maybe like, I mean, there's a lot of trains that are in the middle where there's like
the
mix
a
of hot.
And the C.
Yeah,
the
AC is
the
like
AC
mixed.
Is kind of like.
I'll tell you a sneaky, sneaky hot line because it shouldn't be based on where it goes. F train.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going F-train. Fucking right to 2nd Avenue. You're going to Delancey.
Oh, yeah. Lower East Side. Yeah.
F-Train. F-Train.
Local
right?
Local stops in the Lower East Side.
Local,
yeah.
Local F-Train starts looking pretty nice.
I mean, I'm just so demoralized from dating apps and stuff that I can't believe I'm at this point where every time I go on the train, I'm like, this might be it. Like, yeah. I might meet him now. You know what I mean? So.
I'll tell you, you boys got to get on the New Jersey Transit if you're trying to fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
You can fuck on the New Jersey Transit.
You can on
it's
the
a
train.
Double, it's a
right
double
there.
Decker. There's yeah. plenty of room.
Yeah, that is
I'm
a double.
I think I've gotten blowjobs in crazy, crazy places, but I've never on a train.
Wow.
Well, not sucks. In between the doors?
2025, here no. you come.
You've not never, even not even between the doors. They say don't ride.
Never gotten snake on a train before. That's too bad.
I know. I do like kissing. Being a grown man and kissing another grown man is fun on the train, but
it's romantic.
It's romantic because everyone's freaking out.
It's powerful. Yeah. It's powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see two lesbians make out, no one gives a fuck.
It was like, okay. Yo, two chicks kissing.
Yeah, I just cheer. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like all of your dads, if you saw two hot ass grown men making out, even your dads would be like, oh my
it's
god.
Like at the zoo, it's like at the zoo when two lions are fighting each other.
You saw
everyone's
those,
like, whoa, the power.
You saw the oldest gay dudes yesterday just cutting it up on the dance floor, me and Kevin.
Yeah.
Were you guys at a
what gay club
together?
Were y'all at together?
No, we were at Solas.
Were you guys at the Rosemont? What the fuck were you guys doing?
We were at
Solas Bar.
What me and Caleb do in our private time. Is none of your fucking business.
Thank you.
All right.
It is when you don't invite us.
If you like were gay and not and didn't tell hook you. Up with me, yeah. I would be so pissed off. Not that I want to, but at least if you didn't try, I would be pissed.
That is the funniest. The like biggest prank we could pull on Zach is all of us are gay and we haven't told him. I'm like, nah, sorry, Zach. You're just not our type.
That would be like so fucked up.
Like, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Fuck you guys.
It'd be funny if we just all, like all three of us, we just all do slightly gay things without Zach. And Zach's like, wait, what did you guys do?
We all go 2% gay cop. Just a little bit. Just a touch.
Well, I mean, I've been, okay, when you're a gay friend, I've recently hooked up one of my friends with another one of my friends. Two straight people. Can you believe?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to fucking save this generation. Because the birth rate is plummeting.
Wow, Zach's doing the real work.
Jesus, what are you guys doing? TikTok?
Yeah, you're doing a TikTok. How's that gonna make a baby?
There, it didn't work out. But these two people, but
oh, it already didn't.
They
work
already
out?
Didn't work out. Okay. But I'm just saying, I'm trying, and not a single one of my straight friends is trying to hook me up with another gay guy.
Well, I'm gonna say this.
That's not true.
And this might be controversial.
You're not a straight friend. You're a girl.
I sent you through a reco once. But you just weren't interested.
Yeah. See? Like, what the hell?
But you can't say I didn't try.
No, I had a gay homie try and hook me up with his cousin.
Yeah.
I think gay people sometimes have bad taste. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
And he's going to say that dressed this fresh,
too. This is, bro. Wait, are we thinking a dog pile on this
one? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It might
bro,
be
the
dog
woman
roll.
That he
dude,
he...
Trump won, and it's obvious. Yeah. Okay, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Caleb immediately goes on the offensive.
Yeah.
He starts dressing fresher than ever.
Can we finally say it? Gay guys kind of suck.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Jesus I can Christ. Get that off my chest. Been holding it in for 4 years.
For at least 4 years.
No, you're right. You can't. You're not born with.
Well, I also think that like anytime
it's
someone
different taste.
Anytime someone has tried to set me up with someone, I think at least 100% of the time I've been like, oh, so this is what you think
ew,
of me?
No,
yeah.
It rarely works out.
Yeah,
I just feel like I know when a person my friend will think is hot. Yeah. You know, but like some of these, like it's always someone named Chris or Adam. Those two names
those
only.
Two
okay?
specifically.
And they're like, I know this gay guy named Chris. And it is just so like, I'm like, I can't believe. Hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
You guys hear what I fucking say?
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't believe.
No, I was saying,
Kevin was trying to like subtly message something to me.
I was like, should we move
on mic? Like, what? What are you
trying
saying,
to
Kevin?
Subtly tell Josh, like, hey, should we do our segments? Should we get into our segments soon?
And. Yeah, we should.
Fine, I'm done talking about gay ass shit.
No,
I'm fucking done.
No, I was like, I wanted
there's
to
no more room
this.
For that in the culture.
What is our next segment? Is it Dogpile?
It's
no,
Winter
it's
Arc.
Winter Arc.
Winter Arc.
Okay, I wanted to talk about what, you know, were you guys online?
Yeah, you could What?
You guys online?
Am I online? Yeah, sometimes.
Two times a week.
I try to not be overly online. I'm
well, everybody's talking about the winter arc for men, okay? Because, okay. You know, it's
an
about
important time.
It's about
it's
to be like
solstice.
Yeah. The darkness is coming. Like, so how do you guys deal with the winter? Do you guys get really depressed?
I love a good winter bulking season. I like to eat a lot of food, lift heavy in the gym, listen to like metal music, but also Christmas music.
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
nice mix.
You like Christmas music?
Jack-o-back. I fuck with Christmas music.
I do not like Christmas. My little sister loves.
You don't like it. Well, that's probably why you don't like it. You probably had to listen to it when you didn't want to.
Yeah. I just don't have like a huge Christmas spirit. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah. And you're wearing the Grinch right now.
Very clearly, dude.
Wearing the Grinch's first.
Wearing dude, the you're Grinch perfect himself. For like a Christmas. You're
Well, that would say Caleb's the most
pro
Christmas.
Yeah,
he murdered the Grinch and wore his fur.
You murdered Christmas loving Grinch at the end of the movie.
Dude, I would love to like if the North Pole exists, you go to Santa's house. He just has the Grinch's head on his wall, like a buck,
like Vlad the Impaler. It's like outside of his castle.
Yeah, I got him.
Oh my god,
I love the idea of Santa Claus being a guy from the South. Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, it's on a pike. It's the Grinch, and it's like
who are the other enemies of
the abominable snowman? I don't think he's not an enemy of Christmas.
I feel like he's a lackey of Santa, because Santa, like, it's cute and all, but he does like have a slave race that he does.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. Like,
people
it's just the elves that didn't
that.
Listen to him.
Now he's got good PR team. He puts it out there that, like, I'm sure that the elves have, you know, workers' rights and
how
long
they're so happy they love it here.
They're,
it's like
they're
literally North Korea.
Toys.
It's like, literally
it
North,
is North Korea.
Korea.
There's no
we
way
we love Santa. He's our supreme leader, and we love him.
Don't
That's
ever question him.
Is.
That one in that when he did, they like kicked him out.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I want to be a dentist, and they were like, what?
They're like, get the fuck out. What was that? Hermie.
Yeah,
his name.
The gay
Hermie.
Guy.
Yeah, the little gay elf who's like, I like teeth.
I want to be a dentist.
I don't remember this one.
You've never seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I've seen it, but I don't remember that.
Hermie is the there's a B plot in the movie about Hermie, the gay elf who wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, he's sick of making toys. He wants to be a dentist.
I just want to suck cock and fix teeth
and drill molars.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? I do have a favorite Christmas
movie. But you don't like Christmas music.
Fucked, Caleb.
Either,
I'm tired of Mariah Carey.
Fuck that bitch.
I don't like
Christmas Vacation or
Christmas
Elf.
Vacation or Elf are the
I think
the
they're
two
the
big
ultimate,
choices.
Christmas Vacation? Who's in that?
Chevy Chase,
dude, bro.
National Lampoon's.
The Blessing. Come on, bro.
I don't think I've seen that.
You gotta watch
that. It's a white family.
This is why you don't like Christmas. Is because
you haven't seen the good stuff.
Yeah, it is a white family. It's a white family
classic. My white
classic.
Family watches it every year together.
Yeah.
It's like one of the only like edgy sort of comedies.
Yeah,
everyone
it is.
In my
it is
kind of
edgy.
Enjoys.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody.
I like Elf. I like Will. I like
Elf.
Elf is a new classic. I'm trying to think like what.
Or Bad Santa.
I like those
Bad Santa. Billy Bob.
Yeah, I did watch Bad
Santa. I like those really freaky stop motion ones the best because they're like kind of they're right before it gets to Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Baby New Year.
I like Baby New. Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Frosty the Snowman had a claymation.
I like that one. Oh, what's it called? That movie Jack.
Oh, where
with
like he dies and then comes back as a snowman, and it's like your father is a snowman now, and that's freaky.
I don't fuck with that one.
What about the Adam Sandler one? I like
Eight Crazy Nights. That's Hanukkah.
I never watched
that's
that.
That's Hanukkah. Really funny.
It's related.
What?
It doesn't hold up.
Irina.
I remember Irina it had a, like its first probably. Gay joke, and I was a little kid being like, "Whoa!"
I know this isn't this isn't a Christmas one, but I think Snow Day is one of the best like winter movies. What? You ever watch Snow Day?
No.
Is that where the kids like have like the weather machine and it snows in LA?
They don't have a weather machine. She like wishes for a snow day,
the kids
and then like Paul G.
They get the Jewish space laser.
It's like
they find it.
It's like a Nickelodeon-ish movie. Uh-huh. Okay. Josh Peck's in it. He plays a chubby kid who's
funny.
Hilarious.
Oh, hell yeah, I gotta see that.
And
plays
it's
a
chubby
kid who's maybe touched by Dan Schneider.
It's the guy.
You rewatch it. It's just. Slimy feet all over that whole fucking movie.
These kids walking barefoot in snow. Like, who directed this?
Yeah, but it's really funny. They have to like run from the snow plow man. He's like a
evil snow
plow
man.
It's hitting. You know that That's one? Scary. Yeah. It's really good. It's like a good one. But it's not like Christmas. It's more just winter. But it is still really good.
I guess I'm just sort of like, you know, it's really
I'm losing my Christmas spirit, I'll say.
Dude, me too.
Because I need like a Christmas boyfriend. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what I need.
No, I just need to be around a child, bro.
Whenever I hang out with my little sisters.
Caleb's trying to be like earnest.
No,
Zach takes that advice way too poorly. Just like goes to the playground, like, yo, you want to like hang out for Christmas?
I'm looking for some Christmas spirit.
No, what's it called? Christmas is.
For kids.
Yeah, for kids is exciting. So dude, even though I don't like it,
yeah.
I like watching somebody
watching a kid enjoy it brings you some of that warmth.
Or like buying somebody a present. I like doing that. Like I just don't like the idea, but I like seeing the enjoyment of giving somebody something that
you're,
they want.
You're a cuck for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like seeing someone getting pleasure.
Merry Cuckmas.
Well, yeah. Would we say that A Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween or Christmas movie?
Both.
I think it counts as both. Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving. It's a
crossover.
They really nailed it with that.
Well, I really want to go into the other doors, you know, at the beginning of the movie.
I wish they made another one.
You just see like the doors and there's the Halloween door and then he goes into the Christmas, but there's a 4th of July one, which is guns. Okay, you know, like everyone in there is just shooting.
Fuck yeah.
There's a Thanksgiving one, which, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, who knows what's going on in there.
And then there's like a Valentine's Day one.
Fucking
up. And I think there's a...
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
Forest. No, there's a like forest. A, what's it called? The main one, they all drink...
St. Patrick's Day. The main one.
I forgot.
Who do you mean by they?
Oh,
those Irish.
Nasty mix.
Those nasty Irish.
Those light-skinned Jamaicans.
But it's winter solstice. It's a dark time. It's a time of building.
It is. It is
of lurking, even.
It's time to prepare. It's hibernation. It's sort of about just about
growing
getting
a beard,
through.
Growing a beard,
growing
enduring.
A beard.
It's about endurance. Mm,
yeah. I do think it makes you a little bit tougher. That's why everyone in LA is a pussy. Shout out if you live out
you
there.
Need a winter.
You do need a winter to feel.
Need to see how sad you can be.
Well, I think I feel like everybody needs to get punched in the face once, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's what winter is for everybody.
Winter will, it'll punch you in the face for sure out here.
And when you've been cold, you're a little bit nicer. Like I'm a little bit nicer to people always asking me for fucking change.
Oh yeah,
because I'm like
you need some.
You're gonna need it. Like you need something to keep you warm.
Yeah. I like how you said like I'm always nice to people asking me for fucking change.
For
like,
fucking God,
because it's always
here's your fucking change, brother.
Bro, it at him.
You're welcome.
Enjoy.
It'll be buy like I give somebody change hand. In the morning, and then I'm walking home, and somebody else will be asking me for change, and I'm like, bro, I already gave out my change today.
It's tough. Yeah, there's not that much change to go around
it's
these days.
There's a recession when like there's no money on the street. You know, remember back in the day, you'd find a quarter. I haven't seen that in
What's
10 years.
What's the most money you found on the ground?
$20 in the middle of the woods once.
Oh, that's cool.
$40 actually. I split it with my friend.
Entrance to the subway, I found $20 on the ground. That's like a blessing because like anyone could have seen that.
Yeah. I found $500 at a BLM protest.
Well, did you donate it?
No.
What the hell?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brother, you just took a crisis actor's wage.
I did. I left. As soon as I have it, I was like, looks like I got
paid. That poor government agent came back later and was like, where's my money, dude?
Caleb's like, you know what? Black lives do matter, and I'm going to get my ass out of here.
Exactly.
I don't want to get fucking...
I'm like, now I'm a paid agent. I need to leave.
Exactly. Yeah, you're on government payroll now, dude.
Well, I don't know if maybe it's just my life, but I'm about... Like, the last thing we need after everything going on is for it to get double dark and cold.
Yeah, the getting dark at 5:30, it brings me to a very like I become a villain in my head.
Yeah, well, it turns me into Batman.
First off, Batman doesn't need to wear that outfit.
Where are the ethnics?
I don't know why, but I just he doesn't do it in any of the comic books.
But
I like
you imagine that Batman wants to
he's just going to bad neighborhoods beating up minorities. That's
how
he's going where the crimes is.
Like the narrative has changed a little bit because now we all hate that. Like what, you're this rich guy who just like fucking breaks the collarbone of all these people who have family?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like
he's smart enough to take down Batman, but he's not smart enough to figure out poverty.
He can't. Well, it's proof that the system's broken. That Bruce Wayne feels like the only thing I can do is get out there and kick some ass.
It literally is like Elon Musk. Like going out there and fucking.
He's like, my multi-billion-dollar corporation can do nothing to affect change in this shitty city.
I cannot help you, man, asking me for money.
I'm sorry, I can't. But what I can do is crack a bank robber's jaw.
I almost think, like, okay, I've been thinking about this. You know, like, his outfit?
Batman?
Yeah, like, he could just wear black clothes.
Yeah.
It could be, like, a Uniqlo armor sweatsuit.
I know, but the armor could just be, like, like, a SWAT team guy wears it. The fact that he wears those, like, little panties and is dressed like a bat, it's like, oh, this is sexual for you.
Yeah. Like, this is, like... a little BDSM?
Yes, like, it's a little bit, like, imagine, like, because he has those little panties and this skin tight. It's, like, a lot of his body.
Yeah.
So if I was, like, a guy on the street, like, doing something sketchy and he, like, comes in the cowl and he, like, reveals it, I'd be like, oh, my God, yeah, you look amazing.
Jesus, dude, your bulge is incredible.
The little bat panties? Panties?
Your bat bulge is intimidating me right now.
Imagine you're on Grindr and you're waiting for somebody.
All of a sudden, the bat signal appears on Grindr right behind you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bat.
There's just no way it's not a little sexual because he has the little panties on.
Yeah.
Well, I think everything, he can switch everything off his costume except for that cape. I feel like that cape is like, that cape is sick.
I mean, yeah, a cowl. Every guy wants to wear a cowl.
Yeah,
you know, that's pretty sick.
I do.
Yeah.
A little cloak. Bro, I'd fuck with a cloak.
I mean, I think that's why men are pussies these days, is because we don't wear cloaks. We
don't
wear tunics.
We don't get to wear capes or tunics anymore.
I feel like everybody would have a little bit more confidence if we walked around with, like, a little dagger. Or like,
yes, dude. You're actually allowed to carry a little dagger.
Well, here's the thing. If I could dress like Assassin's Creed every day, I would feel so good. Like, anytime I wear a hoodie where the hood is like
over your face,
like, over, I have this one long rain jacket. It goes down to like my knees. And the hood is really big.
What? Picture Kevin on a city bike dressed like the Assassin's Creed. Going really slow. Right?
There's, I'm like 90, a full 90 yards from the intersection. Ding, ding.
You like jump off of, like, try to parkour off of something, but it's like not good. You know, that's what I see.
Hey, this is a bike lane.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. Never mind. DoorDash just got Assassin's Creed outside.
No, I think every guy does have a, like, an urge to dress like a warrior.
Yeah,
that's
why,
like, it's like anime is cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth.
I would love to do like a Comic-Con. I look at those videos. I'm like, ugh, why are they dressing like that? I'm like, nah, I'd be sick to like dress up like that.
Yeah, dude.
Who would you dress up as?
Assassin's Creed.
Okay,
clearly he's a huge fan.
I mean, it would be funny to like get a couple bullies. And just put GoPros on them and just set them free.
Like a bunch of guys
just like roast masters?
In the Comic-Con.
Just roasters?
Yes, dude.
Boy, you look like...
Five of the meanest old school, middle school bullies that you've ever seen. That
Justin,
look so
Ralph, Brendan.
I would love that.
And then you just let them loose and just let see all the hats. Or would the boys, because they're all in like armor... with their fake weapons, feel empowered to like.
Oh, bro, they're
enact
so they got
justice.
Numbers now. They got numbers now.
Yeah, that's true. This is their house.
Yeah,
and bullies they've lost the culture fight.
Well, the bullies are losing definitely.
Jocks
right
are
now.
Done. Yeah,
yeah, dude, also, we're getting our ass
even
kicked.
With Trump in office,
we're still losing.
Jocks are done.
Yeah,
jocks
we're
are
still
done.
Losing.
I don't think jocks are done. Most places.
Well, we're never done because there's still the fourth quarter. And we know how to come back.
Art fags have had their time.
Yeah.
Okay. They're
y'all
done
enjoy,
for.
Y'all enjoy your little artsy projects, but the jocks are coming back, baby. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to... I think that's like why society is kind of fucked up is like, because like, I don't know. You know what? Like with the last election, everyone's mad at all celebrities because we're like, shut the fuck up and leave us alone.
Yeah.
Like, I just think like, remember back in the day, they used to kill actors and they thought they were worse than prostitutes because they're all annoying and weird.
What did you mean? When did they kill them?
Remember that was like a whole thing where like actors were like shittier than prostitutes.
We should bring that back.
I think look ever since Glee, we've risen up the art fag, okay, the theater gay into like the most impressive person in our culture, and now
we have
crying.
Only murders
everything
in the building.
Is a mess.
Zach is tearing up right now.
Everything is a mess. Natural order is fucked. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like how the two of the most powerful men on earth are fucking Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, two of the biggest fucking nerds.
Yeah, nerd. We let the AV
we're
nerds
run
the world.
Run the world, and they're a vindictive bunch.
No, yeah, Revenge of the Nerds.
Dude,
they thought
there's
about
a whole
that
movie
shit
trilogy
the whole
about
time
it.
Growing up.
Revenge of the Nerds.
And I think we're entering like the jock comeback. I think jocks, even though it sucks, it hurts to get bullied.
This
getting
is our Rudy moment.
Tapped, hurts.
Yeah, it's not fun to get five starred, but you need it.
Yeah, you got, and I think they need to come back. And I think RFK is bringing back the jock.
And that brings us into segment number two.
Segment number two.
Segment number two was the Mike Tyson fight.
Well, we can switch them around.
Those are both about jocks.
We transitioned.
This is a jock-themed episode right now, for sure.
Thank God. Like this.
What is this, Pornhub search bar?
Yes,
oh my God.
Baby. Jock Winter, baby.
Jock Hump Jock.
I just feel like...
Wait. How good would that fight have been if it was Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson and RFK?
And RFK, if they'd have let him in there?
Tyson team up, bro? Oh my,
dude, they would have won.
Yeah.
Because RFK would have been like... You cover his front, Mike. I'm coming from the side.
That's a good RFK. Well, he's also a falconer, so he could like summon Eagle at any moment.
Hit him with the falcon comes in, hits Jake, takes his toupee off. Yeah. You know?
Hit him with the uppercut, Robbie. I didn't have a lisp.
Yeah, you need a lisp.
JFK is a falconer.
RFK Jr. is a falconer. Yes.
And so, and Mike Tyson's a pigeon man.
Yes, bro. Dude. They have a whole bird army.
Yeah, bird army.
Fucking bird militia comes in through the top of MSG or wherever the fuck
so
they were fighting.
That's fucking sick.
We should make boxers and stuff. Like, we should have a fighting thing that's like. They're like superheroes, like where they get like other. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
wrestling.
Like Mike Tyson brings along his tiger.
Yes.
They're like they have like.
It needs
familiars.
To be more theatrical again.
Well,
we need
you
more
watch
gladiator
it last night?
Shit.
Like they are trying to bring boxing back, and
yeah,
they
boxing
were, like,
sucks.
Every single shot had two girls with their tits so
oily in the back.
Like Star Spangled Banners. Okay, they were
the most impressive part of the fight was the talent search they put into finding the biggest racks possible.
Yeah, these girls
to walk through that ring in between the fights.
Well, they were professionals.
Okay, no, these girls are pros.
They stood there, and a lot of people were talking. They didn't react to a single opinion.
Dude.
They just smiled and gently, like, wiggled
well,
their
dude,
breasts.
They had, well,
I
they
was
had
like,
to, like, you know the whole time they're just thinking, like, keep your back straight. Like, their backs are probably in agony.
They were like... And people are, like, saying shit, talking shit about each other. They didn't have a single opinion. Like, that's a professional. That's a professional tit wiggler right there.
Even when he slapped Jake Paul, those girls in the back did not
They didn't even flinch, dude.
Which was crazy. I would have... If Mike Tyson moves any, like, just a little quick, I'm like... Get him!
Well, I just was like, this is what we need. This is what the era we're in. I was watching. There was just one still. It was after the female fight, which was fucking brutal and awful.
Yeah, it was the best one.
Yeah,
it was the best one.
She was, her fucking eyelid was completely
like
severed open.
Yes.
Blood all down her face.
Yeah, dude.
She is like getting interviewed by this like Jewish guy. So it's diversity. And then like... So it's this badass CEO getting interviewed by this perfectly nice Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Okay, in the back there's tits of two different races.
Dude, yeah.
Okay, a bunch of guys, bunch of girls. I was like, this is everything we want. Yeah. It's
and
diversity.
Then Jake Paul's
sex
in the
appeal.
Ring. He's saying America is so back. That was his message at the end of his fight. Was like America is back.
Who said that?
Jake Paul.
Oh God.
Our patron
saint. He turned
it
into a pro America rally right at the end. And you're right. That's. Everything on screen was America, baby.
Like, and the best fight was the girl fight. Okay,
yeah.
Which, like the most vicious
I'm for.
One. I like the. Female
have you
fights.
Ever watched UFC?
The WUFC?
They're
it's
fucking like,
so fucking good.
They're
the WUFC.
Although that girl, the Irish laughs.
Yeah, you didn't like
fuck
her.
Yeah, she was leading with her goddamn dome.
She was headbutting.
Yeah, she was headbutting. She got penalties because she was living with her head.
Come on, girl.
Damn.
I didn't even see that.
Come on, Loss.
There is something awesome about leading with your head. Like
keep your head back. Quit headbutting.
Quit headbutting. What are you doing?
It's aggressively Scottish
Shrek
accent.
Yeah, very Scottish Shrek. That's the only... That's as close to Irish as I can get.
Did you watch the fight?
Yeah, I watched it. Me and Caleb watched it at a bar with our buddy Hayden.
Oh, cool.
Was Hayden pissed? Because he's like a fight
Yeah,
purist.
He like knows fights, and he was like, this fucking sucks,
Yeah,
man.
Dude, it was an awful fight. It was obvious after round two that Jake Paul could have killed Mike Tyson if he wanted to, and he did the respectful thing and chose not to knock him out.
Mike Tyson literally like didn't land a punch.
Yeah,
but after the second round, not really.
In the neck.
He landed a few in the first two rounds, but... It was obvious in the third round. Jake punched him a couple times, and you saw Mike have a 60-year-old moment of like, oh, yeah, I'm in a fight right now.
I don't want to do this.
You saw him forget where he was for a second. It was like, this is bad.
It's literally like it's like making Larry Bird play LeBron one-on-one now.
Which, please set that up. Dude, Larry Bird talks so much shit. I would love to see him get rocked by 40-year-old LeBron.
I just like, I don't know. It started like they did a good job of the hype, you know, being like, you're, and then like, you're
That's
like,
all
maybe he could do something. And I think all men were watching being like, I just want because we're all afraid of losing our juice. Right? Are we not?
We all wanted to see Mike win.
We wanted to see, like, you know, maybe the 50-year-old young, like, could kill the young buck.
Yeah.
But that's just not how the world
works.
That's not
how nature works. Yeah.
60.
Almost 60. Yeah, almost 60. Which he looked great.
But
for 58, he looked incredible. Yeah. He just couldn't move.
I know. He looked like my uncle. Like, he was hitting like a dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he had that, like, kind of...
That lack of grandpa mobility where it's like, the fight's coming to me because I'm not going to move around, so...
I know, but, like, I don't know. Fuck Jake Paul. I just, like, he was so unlikable.
He's
felt
very
like,
unlikable.
He's good at playing the heel.
Yeah.
He is. What?
But he was making this convicted rapist the one who I empathized with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Like,
he should have. OJ should have fought him before he died.
He's just a businessman. He didn't.
Yeah. He's a marketing
guy. I don't see why people like him, dislike him so fucking much.
I guess he just reminds me of like a kid named Trevor. Not like a specific one, but like that kid.
There's a kid in your class that's like him for sure. That's like overly aggressive and just like, all right, dude.
Logan Paul.
Jesus.
They look
you like,
him.
I'll fuck that guy.
You'll go to suicide. You'll go to Suicide Forest with him.
I like Logan Paul.
Make a problematic video.
He's good.
They look
it wasn't
like twins.
So bad. The forest is there. He just doesn't know what's going on.
I do. I mean, he did film a dead body, but it's like, well, there was a body there. What did you expect him to do?
He put it on YouTube. Okay, that's fine.
Where are we supposed to put our dead body videos? If not YouTube.
I mean, I'm so desensitized because I feel like old internet, like Wild West internet when we were like in seventh grade. I
like
was
Twitter
watching
now.
The Pain Olympics or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Yes, I saw someone chop their balls off when I was 11. Yeah, how am I supposed to uphold the status quo?
I heard all the stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever?
No, I never watched them just because I was like, I heard what they were and I was like, that's me visualizing it in my head is enough for me.
Yeah, I was the same way.
I've only seen
I was a pussy. I was like, I don't want to see any of it. I don't want to see the glass bottle.
Oh, the jar. The jar video.
I don't want to see the jar.
The iconic jar video. I mean, I never saw these things willingly. It was like done to me.
You're like at a sleepover and you're just trying not to be horny.
You have one fucked up friend who like, probably was molested.
Yeah.
Who's like,
for sure.
I've been seeing these crazy videos online. You're like, dude, what's going on in your life?
Yeah,
why are
like,
you watching?
How did you
He's
find
like, nah,
this?
Y'all need to see this. And then you watch it and you're like, that was bad.
I want
to
go home.
Yeah, I don't.
2007 in a finished basement with three of your friends.
Yeah.
That is the most, like, that energy. Like, we were like facesofdeath.com. Like, we were like, dude, let's look up the most fucked up thing we could see.
I saw Saddam die. I did see that one.
Really?
Saddam get hanged.
Oh, yeah.
And as he's hanging, he's talking shit. It was so badass.
Really?
Made me like Saddam.
Yeah, you're like, fucking hell.
Because he was, like, getting hung, and he saw someone either said something or was like crying or something, and he was like, shut up. Like while hanging, was telling people, like, shut the fuck up.
You fucking did
this.
Let
me die in peace. Jesus. It was wild.
I watch a little docuseries on him. It's a lot of misinformation from the U.S.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Caleb's pro Saddam. The Hussein conspiracy.
I want to say probably. Yeah, that's my opinion about it. Yeah.
Well, we were like, our country was like pro that guy and then anti him after he invaded Kuwait.
Yeah.
And like took over
our oil fields. Yeah, he crossed. He took our fucking extra virgin.
And then we left him in power because we like dictators.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because they're easier for our business people to deal with.
Yeah.
But then he like.
Chiquita Republic
again,
but then they go a little too far. We gotta take them out.
That's how.
I know that was like, I don't know. Back then, that was like the fucking season six of like American politics. Whereas like before it all fell apart. You know what I mean? Like we were still in the storyline.
Now
it's a mess. There's like too many storylines happening now. Like the writers don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's like late stage Grey's Anatomy. We're like, why are they in a plane crash?
Yeah, no way. Yeah. This is happening.
There's
to
a
this
bear
people.
In the hospital now.
I stopped watching after there was a bomb in the hospital. This is like early, and then like the next episode, no one talked about it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
You
fuck
try
no.
working in
they
healthcare.
Moved on.
Okay.
I remember
every day
watching
is like a bomb. Okay.
I watched like the shooter episode, and then after that, I was kind of over it.
Active hospital shooter.
Yeah.
This is
yeah,
the dumbest show
intense,
I've ever heard.
Bro.
What the
no,
hell is going
I was
on?
Actually
well, it's like one
a disgruntled
it's like a
doctor
half step above a soap opera. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like still a good show.
It's like a male nurse who everyone bullied, and he's
no.
Like,
it was like
I'll
a
show you.
It was a guy whose like wife died at the hospital, like on like due to like malpractice or something.
Yeah.
So he was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
on
so
the
do you guys remember the Glee episode about about the school shooting?
No.
They did a school shooting. This was sort of like late stage Glee. You know what I mean? Like, they did
what
it.
What song did they sing while the shooting was happening?
Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks.
That's the shooter singing.
Better run,
bang!
Oh my God. Run to my gun,
bang, bang! That does like the bridge.
Little kid in the wheelchair is like
dodging the bullets. Is their dance move?
You guys are okay. You don't know anything about this?
I don't know anything.
Do you
about
know
it.
Who this shooter was?
No.
It was the girl with Down syndrome.
Oh.
That's what Ryan Murphy, goddamn Picasso of our time, I would say, the shit he's painting with, these tropes, he made...
Oh, that's pretty sick.
It was because she was afraid of graduating.
I love that. I love that so much.
But you're never going to guess...
Where did she get the gun from?
Her parents, I don't know, like she just came in with a... She like she was just like... It just showed her and she was just like...
Gun.
Like, had the gun.
Got a gun.
Lacey, stop! Put the gun down.
No.
And then the name of the episode: Shooting Star.
Wait, did star? Was there a lady?
Yeah. Why was she a star?
It was just like it's Glee. Oh. They're all stars.
Shooting Star.
I thought the episode was going to be Get Downs.
Stop, run, Get Downs.
Shooting Star.
Shooting Star.
That's so...
See, I need fucking shit like that on TV.
Okay. Oh, man.
I like that.
Is that how she gets caught? Like, one of the teachers is like, okay, looks like we got a shooting star on our hands.
Yeah. I think someone else takes the fall.
What?
For her?
Yeah.
For her?
So she keeps going to the school?
She gets to keep going back to high school?
The audience, we know.
So she's just in high school for the rest of the show.
And she looks to camera and just winks.
Ding. Ain't I a stinker?
That's all, folks.
That's all.
I wonder, have there ever been any like shooters with Downs? Down syndrome.
Probably the least active shooter.
Maybe we should
everyone
talk
walk
about
slowly
RFK
that
now.
Way.
Guys, our next, that perfect transition
if
to our next topic.
In the episode this long, they deserve that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
They deserve that.
RFK Jr.
Speaking of doubt. No,
Trump's putting him in charge.
He's an
I'm
HHS,
actually I'm
make
very,
America healthy again.
I want to hear him do karaoke.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks.
I don't think his voice is that bad.
It's bad.
What are you talking about?
Are you just staring at his muscles?
All right. Here's the thing.
At his muscles.
We talked to... Yeah, you're not listening to him, clearly, because you're just impressed with his 70-year-old amazing physique.
He has
physique.
An amazing body.
But here's the thing.
Great.
You can like... Zach is pro, RFK, but you can like him, but you cannot try and fucking propagandize me into thinking that voice is anything
is
but a fucking freak show.
It's bad. Yeah, okay. He has a disorder.
I don't care.
Okay.
He's also one of the most powerful men on the planet. I'm going to go ahead and make fun of that disorder.
You think the FDA guy is the most powerful guy on the planet?
He's a Kennedy.
Oh, got my ass.
Yeah. Surprised he can't buy a new voice. How is that not a thing you can do?
Like vocal cord?
Yeah. Like, why can't he like go to the store and buy a Morgan Freeman? And then come out like, I'm going to help you all.
Well, that's what I thought about those like cigarette...
Yeah.
Voice things. Why couldn't they just make the voice a little bit like better?
Sexier.
Sexy, you know, make it sexy.
They probably could now.
Yeah. Technology is there.
A little bit
the
of auto tune. Okay, T-Pain.
All of a sudden you just have, like Barry Manilow out of nowhere.
Like Akon.
Just T-Pain with the
auto tune.
No, sorry.
Make America healthy.
No, it's so. Can you not have one victory and be like, okay, yeah, it's cool that maybe our food won't have yellow 9 in it or whatever?
I'm down for better ingredients, better pizza.
I just don't trust that anything he says is correct.
I mean, the era of trusting what people say is
but
far
like,
gone.
Everything that's going on right now in our food is fucked now.
It is fucked up.
It's just obvious. Yeah.
And the person who was in charge before obviously didn't really necessarily care about it.
You can
even
go,
though he does RFK says stupid shit.
Yeah.
Says and believes and does
and stupid shit.
I don't think it's that stupid. Like, what is his beliefs that are stupid?
Yeah.
He's anti-vaccine.
He's not.
He is.
No,
he's
anti. Have you ever heard him talk about
he's
it?
He's anti-booster. Yes.
Every
isn't
single
he?
Time he's like, I'm not anti-vax. I just think they should be tested a lot. He's like, I'm not trying to get rid of them. You could still take them. Can we just test
just
them? Because a
like
lot
the COVID
of people
one.
Have questions.
Yeah,
about
he didn't
it.
Like the COVID one.
So
that's for
why
sure.
not just test it more? We're not losing anything.
No, I remember.
If half the population seems weird about it,
we
why don't we
now.
Prove them wrong with more tests?
We're going to do some
I don't
tests.
Think that's that weird. And then also,
yeah, Kevin.
He fucking killed that bear and left it in Central Park.
He
that's
didn't kill
cool
that bear. He found
fuck.
The bear.
Found the dead bear.
Yeah, he does a lot of weird things with dead animals. I
he's
will
a,
say that.
He's an outdoorsman.
It's cool.
We I like know dead outdoor,
animals. I know outdoorsmen. They don't fuck with that. They respect that, that
I just,
animal body.
I remember when that whole thing was happening. Like, he
right,
left the bear.
They wouldn't, yeah.
I thought that was, like, badass as fuck. I was like, yeah, you found this bear, but you realized you had a meeting, so you're like, fuck, I'll just drop it off in Central Park.
And
yeah,
then seem like that... a biker killed the. They, you see how insane that is?
Yeah. They
where is that logic?
They thought someone hit the bear with their
city bike. And
how
do you forget
bike?
That you had a meeting even though you're out? Yeah, it just. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
None of it makes sense. Yeah, that story just made me be like, okay, so this guy's got some shit going on.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy who likes outdoor shit.
He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, I think
sure.
that's kind of cool.
But they're all, you know, they're all crazy in their own ways. You just got to pick your crazy.
I mean, you go on the FDA website now, it says that like chocolate covered almonds are healthier than an egg. It's like, or in like Cheerios and shit. And I'm like, this shit is so fucking wrong.
That's probably true.
Like,
that's probably
I said,
true.
I'm excited to see if he actually like, cares
does
about
anything
the,
yeah
because yeah. the people that are in charge now don't care about any of that shit like,
yeah
my little sister was telling me how in California the McDonald's has to like say that it causes cancer now on their in like,
well that's
because
in California they put that label on everything now it's like the Prop 11 whatever like this might cause cancer in California specifically they have to put that on anything that they think
causes
might you know wow. I think that's what's going on because I've also noticed that like in
probably,
California
probably put that label on my damn ex-wife
yeah hey, oh my god
causing me brain cancer
dude oh Linda probably gave me two or three different types
well you ever go to like Popeyes or KFC here in the city and it's like there's like a thing and it's like for every single
calories
it, or it's just like if this red marker is there that means this exceeds like an entire day's worth of sodium
yes.
and it's everything
yeah.
on the menu
yes.
and you're like this is just embarrassing
yes
yeah.
But I'm happy they have that so now I can feel guilty eating it
yeah
like,
you want the guilt
yeah I need to know sure. I don't want to be in like La La Land not
yeah
knowing. You don't want to be eating 800 grams of sodium and not knowing it
yeah
we'll see man I don't know
we'll see what happens
oh, well I think I gotta go
you gotta go
yeah
all right.
Gotta hit the road.
How what time are we at?
What time
we're
we
probably
at?
Pretty close.
50.
Yeah,
perfect. That's just
we're chilling. So we did our three segments, right? Or two, and then we're gonna do affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
I don't know that we should all do them.
I think what if we do them to ourselves?
Is that kind of like self aggrandizing?
Yeah.
Listen. I'm gonna just end it.
So you're the arbiter, so why don't you do quick something?
Fuck yeah, I'm the arbiter. I'm Guy Arbiter.
Do
I'll what? Just say something I like about each of you. It doesn't have to be a big thing.
Sure.
I would. There's one of you who I would have sex with, and I'll let you guys decide.
You guys fight amongst yourselves.
Based on everything, it's just so clearly Josh.
You think that, but I contain multitudes.
No.
I also like black guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin.
So what we know for sure is that it's not Kevin. No, I love it.
I love
it.
That. Thank
this
you.
Has been a fun ep.
This is fun.
This has been good. We talked about RFK. We talked about...
Winter.
Christmas.
We talked about Christmas.
We talked a little bit on Christmas. We'll get more. We'll do a Christmas episode later on.
We should do a
where we need to show you all the good Christmas movies. You need to see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You need to see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, fuck.
Counts as a holiday movie.
I don't
also
know
a very good
one.
Movie.
That one, actually.
John Candy and Steve Martin.
We should do Christmas presents.
Okay.
For sure. That'd be a
I
good
would
app.
Love to get you guys a gift and also
that'd
receive
be a good
one.
App.
That'd
we'll do great. A what do they call it? White elephant?
Yeah.
We could do one of those. Y'all ever done one of those?
Yeah.
It's like the gift exchange.
Yeah. I'm going to just give you guys, gift you guys some drip.
Also, sick. Breaking updating news, our Patreon is now up and live.
With,
by the time this airs, our first Patreon exclusive episode with Meredith Dietz.
Hey.
I was able to enhance the audio enough
that
it is listenable. And it is behind the paywall, $1.
Nice.
You can unlock that exclusive, sweet, sweet Meredith Dietz content. Yeah. We'll have Meredith back on a free app so the non-paying fans can meet her. But
guys, check it out. I just realized that that picture on your wall is us.
It's literally us. Yeah. That's the boys, dude.
So guys, join the Patreon. We're coming at you. Boys Brunch is a, like Sisyphus rolling the boulder.
Uh-huh.
It only gets bigger.
It only gets bigger and it harder for us, but we're going to keep doing it because we never
pushing.
Give up.
Mm. Okay, guys. So you're going to see some shit and you're going to get into it.
We're going to have another exclusive episode with none other than Simon Block that'll be up on the Patreon within the next couple weeks as well. So the Patreon's going to get rolling here.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Some Old Testament maybe too.
Some stuff before we started releasing.
We got some good riffs in there.
Some really good licks in there.
Caleb has never forgotten about our Dobby riff that we had in episode one of the Old Test. We'll have to bring that one back.
We'll recreate it.
Yeah, we'll recreate it. All right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. And I love everyone out there.
Love you, Zach.
Bye.
Bye.